Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. Happy hump day to you, America, and beyond. Today is September the 27th, 2023. We are coming to the close of yet another month, rapidly approaching the Christmas holidays and the end of the year. What on earth is in store for us? Well, if you're following the Christian prophet, I won't call it a circuit because that is disrespectful. But if you're following Christian prophets who are actually not deceivers, the general consensus is that the church needs to be battening down its hatches. Now, that's kind of interesting coming from prophets. I don't consider myself I have the gift of prophecy, but I do not hold the office of prophet. Those are two very distinctly different things. Just like I'm a minister, but I am not a pastor. I'm very clear about those things and those distinctions. They are very important because, you know, as with our own military, heavenly realms have, particularly in the kingdom of our Father Yah, has a hierarchy. The kingdom of heaven actually has a government, and in his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven means that there are things that are sanctioned and there are people who fill specific purposes and offices here in this earth in accordance with our Father's providence, right? So I'm very clear on which lanes I'm in, and that's always subject to change. Amen. And so is your lane, by the way. I would encourage you to start asking about your spiritual lane. I know what your profession is, but as we're battening down the hatches, what I've been telling you all for the past little over a year now is to get in your arcs, build your arcs, and then to get in the arc, right? So to get in the arc so that you understand how to build your respective individual arcs. And what is the arc? Well, the arc is the word. Amen. And the ark is the person of the only begotten Son of our Father Yah, which is the only living Christ, and Son of Him, which is Yeshua, the living Christ, right? So, and some of you refer to Him as Jesus, and that's fine. I refer to Him as Yahushua or Yeshua, same person. And really, in all of creation, very important to understand His role in redeeming all of creation. Amen. And inasmuch as men will or man will say amen to their freedom and to their purchase on that cross and through the resurrection, then we have life more abundant. Amen. So I've been telling you over the past year, please hedge your finances. Move your 401ks, quit relying upon your, and this is not financial advice. This is what I would do if I had a 401k, but to discern, right? To discern what your portfolio managers are telling you, discern what's happening with BRICS, discern what's happening with gold being bought up by central banks, discern what's happening across the globe economically, and discern in your prayer time what's best for you and your family in the way of hedging. And many of you have not done that. And you're wondering why Costco apparently is selling ounces of gold and they can't even keep it in stock, right? And so I've encouraged you to, at the very least, inquire about how to, you know, move your Roth IRAs, your savings, and or your 401ks into precious metals. Doesn't have to be gold. At MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. And this is why. Because some of us who are, in fact, quote, seers, who are sitting on the walls of our country, of the kingdom, and we're looking out, and God knows the walls of this, of our kingdom in this country need to be repaired. I'll just say that. And I'm very humbled to have been called to to that office and to that lane and to repairing the breach in the wall in the way of communications. Because that is a massive breach. And this is why so many people who have not protected their ear gates or their eye gates, and they're not in the Word, who is the person of the living Christ, and they're not fellowshipping, they're not communing with Him in and through His Word, they're not guiding their lives by the Word of truth. This is how we end up with the nation that we have now. This is how we end up beholden to communists. This is how we end up with our borders completely porous and down. This is how we end up with $6, you know, gas. This is how we end up with, you know, chicken that costs $14 a pound. I mean, it is nuts what is happening, right? And I don't lay it at the feet of Bidenomics. And that's too simple. That's just stupid. It's simple. That's political rhetoric, which is also part of not guarding your ears and your eyes and not using your discernment. Gobble, 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 yum, 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 yum. Yeah, that's how the average American consumer thinks so little of the information they are consuming, right? So I've been warning you for a little over a year now to get in your arcs, to build your arcs and prepare to get in. And what are your arcs? Your communities. Your communities, your families, beginning with your own blood, with your own flesh, in your own family. And, you know, I can't stress that enough, how important that is for people to have resources and help and shoulders to lean on and support and comfort and joy and faith and fellowship. All of that is crucial to being able to overcome these times. And I do believe these prophets are 1000% correct. We are getting ready to enter into the storm is upon us. Okay. And I'm not reciting, I'm not quoting Q, but it is absolutely true. And I do believe that it is time to batten down the hatches. Now, if you are a kingdom dweller, you are someone in fellowship with the Word, you're in fellowship with the body, I want to encourage you, if you're walking after righteousness and you've placed your hope and your peace, your righteousness, your joy, your entire salvation in the hands of our very loving and providential and capable and compassionate and merciful Father, filled with all grace, who is able to give you every reason to hope through His Word and in and by His Word, then I want to encourage your heart that this is not a time to fear. But if you're outside of that ark, if you're outside of the Word, or you're living some kind of crazy life and you're just all up in rebellion, and some people call it backsliding, but you're a wayward son or daughter, I really want to implore you to reconsider your path, like right now. And some of you believe that we are under judgment as a nation, and I do not agree with you, because I don't believe we'd be able to handle His judgment. And we're not there yet. We're still in the dispensation of grace, and that's really important to remember, because there are souls to harvest right now. And if you think the doors are closing and the bridegroom is already here, he's coming tonight at midnight or the next four blood moons, then and you've got all that nailed down and you've given up on people, you're going to shut your doors, you're going to batten down your hatches. And whenever people come to ask for hope and joy and provision, whether it's practical or spiritual, you are not going to be equipped to be able to harvest those souls. So I want to soberly implore you that if you're in the ark, if you're in the Word, if you've been busy about your business in preparing for these times ahead, which are probably, according to others, are going to last us about 9 months of some really turbulent times. And whether that's political or we see things that are beefing up in the way of illegals crossing our border, and I do realize that they are human beings, and I do have compassion for that. I also do not subscribe to open borders. I do not subscribe to Jesus was a refugee. That is not my dogma. Jesus was no more of a refugee than he was murdered. And he made that very clear. I mean, the earth is his and the fullness thereof. What are you talking about right now? Why do you keep saying amen to people and their dumb stuff? It makes no sense at all. He's not a refugee. granted, he may have been a nomad because it said that he didn't have a place to lay his head. He didn't have a place to call home. He was on the move. So wherever he laid his head was his home, because the entire earth is his. Hello? It was made for, by, and through him. So give it up. He's not a refugee. Never was, never will be. This place is his. Some of you think it's the devil's, and that's not true. You give the devil way too much credit. The Lord ascended, making a spectacle of his enemies. And we're in him. Amen. And so we're not called to be sick and afraid and terrorized and, you know, angry and greedy and miserly and selfish and bitter and unforgiving. We're not called to that. We're called to be salt. And we're called to be light. And we are called to be distributors of the actual currencies of the kingdom, which are righteousness, peace, joy, compassion, mercy, forgiveness, sobriety, facts, truth, realism, right? But also, more importantly, truth. Just because we see something and it's fact doesn't make it true. And when you're weighing it against the word, there's only one truth, and it's the word. But that's the measure by which you measure everything in life as a Christian. That's what we're called to do as followers, as disciples of Christ. Christian is way too anemic for me to even leave it there. But as disciples of the living Christ, then our measuring, our metric system, if you will, it begins and ends with the truth, right? And that's the measure by which we discern. So some of you have not discerned well because you have been caught up in the social media melee. You have become, you know, idolaters of personalities, of political heroes, losers, winners, you know, personalities online. I've warned you about that, those are the distractions. You're caught up in fear. COVID season's coming. What do we do? Do we have, blah, 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 blah. And they're ramping up their propaganda machine again to scare you to death. They also want you to be caught up in the gotchas of, oh, look, see, so-and-so gotcha. Well, here's what I want to encourage your heart with. You ready? Justice is coming. Justice is coming. And just as equally as important as you not allowing your heart to become terrorized by the propagandists of the world and the fascist communists in our country who are running our media apparatus, then it was an extension of what our lacking national security apparatus, by the way. Equally as important is going to be our need to guard our hearts against pride and against the hardness of heart. That is the number one killer, is the hardness of heart. You know why? Because we hear our Father through our hearts. And yeah, I know the Old Testament tells you that your heart's wicked above all things and deceptive and not to trust it. That's also the Old Testament. This is all part of our discerning about, you know, who, where, and in what dispensation we're in. We're not in the dispensation of judgment. Not yet, but we're close. And if judgment begins with the body and begins with the church, that should be enough for all of us to become very sober as disciples of the living Christ, as those who have been entrusted with the harvest. Are you ready to harvest some souls? So I'm super pumped about what I've been, you know, what's been sanctioned on high for me to do, which is why I've asked you all to partner with me if it's placed on your heart to do so at givesendgo.com/Monica Matthews. You guys are welcome to give $5, $5,000, $500, $5 million, whatever. For some reason, the number five comes to me. But whatever you discern to give, we are distributors. We're distributors of content that is filled with hope and truth and joy and things you're going to need in order to live life more abundant. We're also distributors of clothing and food and needs. You know, we hosted a space about a month ago for folks who were totally destitute. There were five people we chose out of many who submitted, who have health challenges, legal challenges, mainly COVID, you know, post-COVID challenges that they haven't been able to overcome. They lost their homes, their businesses, their bank accounts, their families, their health. You know, it's been madness. And thanks to you all, we were able to facilitate the needs and his glory If you guys are not following His Glory, Pastor Dave is amazing. And they gave like $500 per person to our cause, to help people. Those are kingdom distributors. That's what we do. And so you can be a part of that by assisting us and standing up our new network, which I'm very, very humbled and honored to lead. And I've got some amazing people that Father's brought our way in the way of talent, technical directors, you name it. They're on board and they are solid as they come. And we are going to be the place for you to trust that is going to be factual. It's going to be truth-filled, truth-centered. It is going to, we're not interested in this hyperbolic madness that we see going on in Conservative Inc. or Christian Inc. That's not what we're doing. We're going to entertain you with things that are true and good and noble and beautiful and those things that we're called to think about. And you know why? Because we're called to life more abundant. And as this world gets darker, we are absolutely mandated to become lighter. Our oil should be so filled in our lamps and our wicks trimmed every day to the point whenever the world, as it darkens, man, the world is like, there they are. There he is. There's our Father. He came through for us, through these people who profess his son. I want to be a part of that. Or how about the tired and the weary and people who just don't have the faith? They've been beat down by life and people and disappointment and hope deferred and their hearts are sick and their minds are twisted. And we're called to untwist and to serve the needs of the sick and the poor and the needy. We spend more time hating on the wealthy, and there's nothing wrong with being wealthy. And believe me, in the coming days, you're going to see a huge disparity between the wealthy, the haves, and the absolute have-nots. And you know who's going to make up most of the have-nots? The middle class, because that's the agenda. So who's going to distribute to people? Who's going to inspire people to remain hopeful and to utilize their skill sets and their God-given talents during this time? Ingenuity's not dead, but when people are tired and they're hungry and they're fighting for their lives and they're fighting for food in their bellies, no one's thinking about ingenuity. Amen? So again, givesendgo.com/Monica Matthews with two T's. Please give today. It's not, we are not a 501c3. We're not a nonprofit, and nor will we ever be. We are a, unless the Lord directs me, but we are a for-profit. We are a marketplace ministry, and we're all about kingdom business, and we're about you, and we're about your neighbor and your families and your wayward kids. We are about from the cradle. Listen, we're about yanking these souls up out of the cradle to the penal system. That's what we're about. We are here to set captives free, to feed, to clothe, to nourish, to love, to share the gospel in a very practical and meaningful way. And you can do that through news, entertainment, because your ear gates and your eye gates go directly to your heart every time. Amen. So I want to encourage you, as you see millions, David Pollack, Jose Space, he's also on terrestrial every Monday out of Orlando at 7:30 Central. But at 6:30, my apologies, but at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Monday evening, we host a Twitter space. I am blessed to be one of his co-hosts on his Twitter spaces every Monday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And last week we had on a gentleman, his first name is Victor, his last name, forgive me, escapes me at the moment. I don't have my notes in front of me, but he is running for Congress. He is also someone who has worked on our border for his life as a career. Is law enforcement. He is someone who brought some very, just hair-raising, startling facts about what's really coming across our border. And so when I say get in to your arcs and batten down your hatches, that's what I mean, right? Because no one knows if these fighting age men are being brought into this country to actually serve in a kinetic capacity on this soil, or they're here for jobs, or they're here to carry out who knows what. And I certainly am not in the business of demonizing human beings who are fleeing from, you know, an actual humanitarian crisis. But as we see, and as Victor pointed out, what he's facing on the border, what our law enforcement is facing, is complete lawlessness. The Biden regime has absolutely made it impossible for you to carry out your constitutional duty here on this soil as a Border Patrol agent, law enforcement, etc. And the cartels have completely taken over on the border, where your bordering towns are scared to death to go against them. And a lot of those officials have been bribed. If they're not fighting back and they are a part of the problem, then they're either afraid to lose their jobs, because a lot of these guys are just toeing the line and they're trying to feed their own families. So going against the Biden regime is not, and the communists and those who clearly have a stronghold in our nation at the moment, that's not the most expedient choice for them to make, sadly, but it's true, right? And so I'm not here to demonize fellow humans. What I'm here to suggest is that, as you know, most of the countries these folks are coming from, and they're coming from Africa, they're coming from Bangladesh, they're coming from Iran, they're coming from Pakistan, they're coming from all over. This is not just, oh, those poor people in Colombia and Central America. No, that's not what this is. This is legitimately an invasion. Okay, you cannot afford to look at this as a humanitarian crisis. That's not what this is. And that's how the kingdom of darkness and their parrots and their tentacles keep sucking the church into their BS narratives of Jesus was a refugee and so are these people, and we're called to love the foreigners. Well, you know what? My family were a group of foreigners. You know what they did? They got in line and they came here legally. And absolutely, whenever people come to your country and into your land and they assimilate, that's called assimilation to your values, to your culture, to what you stand for, your ideals. That's what makes a nation. It's not only your flag. It's not only your flag colors. It's not only your Revolutionary War. It's not only your Constitution. It's your culture predicated upon the Constitution, which ultimately is predicated upon freedom, which ultimately the only document that's ever been predicated upon man's freedom is the Word Himself. Amen? Amen. So batten down your hatches, because these people are being shipped all over your country. And not only batten down your hatches, while you're in that little arc of yours, some of you need to make some decisions, start running for office locally. You know why? Because in some of your more depressed regions, what they're going to do is infiltrate and run for office. And they're going to take over one lame duck county city at a time. We've seen it happen across, don't believe me, look in Minnesota, look in Michigan. Look in some of your, it's Detroit specifically, but look in Minnesota particularly, that there is a Sharia stronghold, not only in Minnesota, but also, Wisconsin and New York. And that should concern you. Remember, I've always told you, keep your eye on the ball. I know the Chinese look like the worst thing on the planet, and they do actually control us as far as technology goes, hardware. Our DOD is completely compromised where hardware is concerned, and they know it. They know it. It's horrible. I don't know how we overcome it, to be honest with you. I don't know that we do. Unless we completely, think about that. What a mammoth undertaking that is. Like somehow you're going to overcome your entire, you know, hardware system, and we're not manufacturing things on our soil. Although some people are now, thanks to the CHIP Act. But thank you, President Trump, for that CHIP Act, which is, you know, is expanding, and we are going to have chip production here on our soil. And we do have few facilities now that are doing that, but I think they're about to ramp up exponentially. Glory to God. But yeah, I mean, you know, think about where we are as a nation and what I've warned you about and us being in captivity, right? And so what are these people coming here for exactly? Why are they allowing them in? Are they here to be our replacements? Remember replacement theory? Can't seem to get my black brothers and sisters on board who are part of the FBAs. If you don't know who they are, they're the Foundational Black Americans. And boy, that's interesting. But they're all for reparations, and some of them are, you know, more interesting than others. I'll just leave it at that. But trying to get our brothers and sisters to see that, listen, replacement theory isn't about only whites. Okay. And again, I'm not, I don't want to leave you with, oh, I got to be afraid of the immigrants. No, what I'm suggesting is you get busy while you're in your arts, you get busy in your GOPs, you get busy, you know, in your elections offices and the various capacities of maintaining your sovereignty as states through your counties, your parishes, whatever they are, your cities, you maintain that. Some of you are being called to move to places you really don't understand why the Lord would call you to go there, but you're going because you're going ahead so that you can actually maintain the stronghold. I mean, so you can actually not maintain, but so that you can actually regain a stronghold, as it were, here on this soil, right? Constitutionally speaking. Because you have people coming into this country that do not care about our ideals. They don't care about our value sets. That's not there. And some of these fighting age men, these are actually militants. These are people who have been trained. Who are you leaving behind? Why are you coming to our country? So you got to ask discerning questions and listen for the discerning answers. And then prepare your arc accordingly. And your arc, some of you need to make up with your family members, people you haven't talked to in forever, because you're going to need each other. You are. And in the meantime, do not waste another second waiting for your portfolio manager to give you permission to do what it is you need to discern on your own. And make sure you go to MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. Inquire today. It does not have to be your 401k. It can be a portion of your savings. It can be your Roth IRA. It can be your 401k. You can move these things to hedge them to protect what's yours. So whenever we come out of the storm, amen, because we know we will, and hopefully you're coming out, right? And whenever we emerge, you want to have something. You want to have something in your hand with which to purchase, and you know, you need to have some liquid, right? You don't need everything tied up in Ukraine or in this absolute insanity that we call a government, which is not. I'm like, I don't care if you shut the whole thing down. Shut it all down. It's all already been burned down in the spirit anyway. So shut the whole thing down. I mean, okay, now what? You've already got the purge going on. Look at Philadelphia just last night. Complete, total madness, looting, nuts, old meatball. If you don't know who I'm talking about, you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But, you know, she's some InstaScam star, and she's up there. She looked like she'd been eating some meatballs. But she had, she was like filming herself looting, excited, right? Because they see this as part of the reparations. Anytime a black person is, you know, taken out or handled unjustly, without a trial, right? Because every police officer is guilty now. Thank you, BLM, Summer of Love, George Soros, and others, but and the CIA, who actually runs all of that, by the way. So yeah, here we are. And you, some of my CIA buddies, you know, I love you, but you know, your agency just sucks when it comes to staying in its lane and protecting American citizens. Yeah, I said it. So there. But yeah, get yourselves in order. Amen. MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. You got looters. You got craziness. You got fighting age people coming across the border. There's no need to fear all of this. It's called being prepared. Walk in the word. Stay in peace. Stay in fellowship with him. And you'll be good. Amen. And what a great time to be alive. What a great time for your children to see that we don't have to live in fear. That fear is a spirit, by the way. I did not give you a spirit of fear, thus saith the Lord, but of love and of power and a sound, sober mind that is capable of discerning. Amen. MonicaProtectsWithGold.com. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.